Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. The history of slavery. Key fact number one, the Founding Fathers' views regarding and their conflict with the institution of slavery. Contrary to popular belief, the Founding Fathers always recognized the inherent immorality of slavery and intended for its correction since the inception of the United States. For example, during the Revolutionary War, George Washington wrote in a letter to Robert Morris, "I can only say that there is not a man living who wishes more sincerely than I do to see a plan adopted for the abolition of slavery. But there is only one proper and effectual mode by which it can be accomplished, and that is by legislative authority. And this, as far as my suffrage will go, shall never be wanting." In other words, George Washington would do anything in his power to make that happen. In another example, at the 1787 Federal Convention, George Mason proclaimed, "Every master of slaves is born a petty tyrant. They bring the judgment of heaven on a country. As nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, they must be in this." And even Benjamin Franklin, during his later years, became a vocal critic of slavery, even serving as the president of the Pennsylvania Society for Promoting the Abolition of Slavery. Unfortunately, these men found themselves in a time in which slavery was codified in many ways and hoped for a solution to prevail legislatively. Key fact number two, the percentage of slaves who were owned and sold. The pervasive notion that people were captured from the old world and enslaved into the new is simply not in accordance with the factual or historical accounts. According to researchers at Boston University, at least 90% of slaves shipped to the new world were in fact captured and sold by African slave traders. Before the arrival of Europeans, Africans had already enslaved and traded approximately 11 million slaves to the Islamic world alone. Key fact number three, slavery is not an issue of the past. According to the nonprofit organization Anti-Slavery International, there are still roughly 50 million people held in slavery today, the highest total number in recorded human history. Furthermore, a quarter of all slaves are in fact children, including nearly 9 million children in forced marriages. Far from an issue of the distant past, as believed by many of those in the modern Western world, slavery is still a widespread practice and a very real oppression that more people than ever still face today. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com. Or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.